The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, I've been talking about going to visit my mom. You ever have happy, sad moments? I want to talk about it on Friday, okay? I'm happy that it's Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I'm driving in to my hometown where I was born, Big Spring, Texas. And I actually sent Automatic a text because I said, man, I feel so sad because my Nana's not here anymore. My Theo's, my Thea, you know, everybody has passed. And he's like, yeah, but they're always with you. And that made me happy.
Oh, you know, it made me happy. It was like a Coco moment.
It was a little Coco moment, DJ Automatic. You reminded me that no matter what.
The movie? Yeah.
Not the other kind of cocoa.
It would have been way more exciting.
Dude, they would have been screaming
and rubbing her nose.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if in West Texas that one goes on. But no, that's not what we're talking about. And so I had this incredible visit with my mom and my stepdad, and we went around the town and everything. I even went to the gravesite to visit my familia, took pictures and everything else. But when I got home, I felt antsy and I just didn't feel right, and I was holding it all back. And I finally sat down to have lunch with my husband here, DJ Automatic, and I started crying. And he just said, you're okay, it's all right. And guess what? I felt better. It was a happy cry.
Yeah, sometimes you need those happy cries, yes, bro, especially in moments of reflection throughout life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so you're saying the whole experience was pretty bittersweet for you to go back home?
It's hard because I had a really tough childhood. I had a really tough, you know, time during my teens. I was a mom by 15. The reason I don't go back home very often is because all of that emotion floods through me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this was not a good time for me. But it really was a good time. I focused on the positives, and I felt happy again.
Yeah, I might be attempting to connect too many spiritual dots here, but you used the term flooding you with emotions, and it led you to crying, which is kind of like... At the time, I was a town of young homies. Says, you always need to cry. If you got to cry, let it out, man.
You know what was interesting? Automatic looked shocked at when I was sitting there crying. He was like, what's going on?
Well, I wasn't ready for you to cry. And you know me, I don't do well with emotions, period. But at the same time, like, I think what Anthony was saying is, like, sometimes you just got to let it out. Some guys don't know how to cry. Well, but you got to find another way to let it out.
Oh, Automatic, I love that you said that because you're right. Men are taught, be tough. No, sometimes you do have to let it out. And I was taught that, too, to kind of hide my emotions. And I just, you know what I thought about? I thought about that movie Inside Out, the Disney Pixar movie.
I'm too sad to walk.
That is one of the best ways to teach your kids and yourselves to relearn that every emotion is necessary, including sadness. And I needed that at that moment. So I love you, Mama. It was good to go home. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National M&M Day. Those make everybody happy.
Ooh, yeah.
Man. They're not banned, are they?
No.
Oh, they're banning candy everywhere.
And we also got to wish the Navy a happy birthday. It is the Navy's birthday today as well.
Oh, salute to them.
Yes,
dude. My grandpa was in the Navy.
Oh, yeah. Salute to them. And we also have Breast Cancer Awareness Day, which is also known as No Bra Day here, too. So.
Yeah, and also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Remember, ladies, do yourself breast check. And after age 40, I know they've changed it to like an older age, you should be getting mammograms.
Period. Today is also Silly Saying Day. So if you ever like to use a term like the bee's knees, today is the day to accentuate those sayings.
The bee's knees. What does the bee's knees even mean?
The bee's knees. I don't know what it means, but I know it means, well, it means when something's good, but I don't know like the origins of the bee's knees, dude.
Oh, like that one. That's
like a 1920s.
Great Depression.
Speaking of depression, it is Friday the 13th.
Oh my gosh, my family, speaking of West Texas and being Mexicana, we're superstitious, and I want to share some of the superstitions that I've passed on to my children to frighten them in the parents' court later on. I think everybody in the studio is superstitious, right?
Oh, I'm weird about numbers. I'm weird about word sequences. I'm like, my routine has to be exactly the same.
Since I told you about not splitting the pole, now he's like, Dana, don't split the pole.
Even when she's not with me, I still don't split the pole.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're talking superstitions. I know that I'm extremely superstitious because my family was. It was kind of passed down to me, these stories, these fables, these tales of... why I needed to be wary of putting my purse on the ground or I'd go broke.
It's wild that you inherited like some type of witchcraft.
I don't know. I mean, is it? I don't know if it's witchcraft or not.
You can call it witchcraft or mental issues.
Automatic, it's not mental issues. No, it's something else that I was always taught. In fact, I visited my family's grave recently, and my mother was like, don't step on the graves. And you're not supposed to, because if you do step on the part of the grave where the dead person lies, you have to apologize to them. What? You have to leave them a gift or risk them haunting you.
Oh.
I did that. I pulled like
some weeds.
So I pulled some weeds and I apologized. Here's another one. And this one did scare me when I was little. If you're bad, the cuckoo is going to get you. The cuckoo is just this monster that comes and takes bad kids in the middle of the night.
The boogeyman, right?
Yeah,
boogeyman
yeah.
vibes? Yeah.
I don't know, but I would always just be awake in the dark and be like, oh my gosh, I did something bad today. The cuckoo's coming.
I thought you were really going to say the chupacabra.
Mm. Chupacabra comes after farm animals.
Oh, damn, dog. Well, I'm a pig. So. That scared me growing up, dude.
I think we've talked about this one. You don't stare at a dog when they're going poo because you'll get pink eye.
I think that's a fact. That's
you think that's real?
Last time we talked about this, who got pink eye? Me.
Oh my gosh,
for 2 days.
Did.
Remember we talked about this, dude?
You
I got pink eyes.
And you
come
got
on,
pink
dog.
Eye.
Come on, bro. That's science, dude. Look up in the sky, bro.
Here's another one. If your palm is itchy, especially your left hand, don't scratch it because it means money is coming your way.
What about your right hand?
I don't know. Nobody ever told me about the right hand automatic. I don't know. Nobody ever passed that down. Okay, here's another one. If your ear is ringing, someone is talking trash about you.
What if you just have an ear infection?
No, I think that is your ears hurting. Ringing and hurting are two different things. Okay, so here's another one. And you tell me if you've heard this one. You see a baby that's really cute. And then
walk the other way.
No, okay. Anthony, no. And if you don't reach out and touch the baby will get sick. And then later you have to find a curandero or curandera, which is a healing person, someone who can heal you, and cure the baby with an egg.
Okay.
What the hell?
Dana does this one. And let me tell you how much it creeps me out when she just starts touching random babies.
Because I don't want to get them sick automatic. What's
I know, but
know what it's called?
She's done that before and people are looking at her like, why are you touching my baby?
Yeah, dude,
it's called
know, dude. That one might be out the window, especially in like a post-pandemic world. You might want to have to fall back on that one, dude.
I wash my hands. Would you rather have me touch your baby or baby get sick? I believe in Ojo.
I believe your baby's not going to get sick.
If you're asking me, I'd rather
but
just
I also
not.
Don't pick up pennies that are on tails. So.
Oh, nice. I would just not rather have a baby. That's me. But
Okay. So here's the number one superstition I grew up with. And my grandmother, my nana, she swore she heard La Llorona. Llorando means crying, wailing. This woman, it's a legend, okay? And it starts
how is this superstitious, though?
Okay, because according to legend, La Llorona's husband cheated on her. And she was so hurt, she wanted to hurt him just as badly as he hurt her. So she took their children down to the river and drowned them one by one. Immediately after killing her kids, she felt guilty and she killed herself. And now her spirit wanders wherever there's water, whether it's a river, a creek, or an arroyo, and she's searching for her children.
Man, she should not have picked up that penny.
I also known her as a ditch witch growing up, too. Because I lived right next to a lot of ditches, and my grandma would always say, you better be home before the sun gets down, or else the ditch witch is going to come get you.
Ooh, the ditch witch. That's a good way to get you home before the sun goes down. I was thinking we probably all have legends that have been passed down by our parents. Share yours with us right now. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taylor Swift and Beyonce hanging out. And I've got video. I'll tell you where you can watch it and we'll discuss all the deets. And of course, we got more stories too. It's time for the best gossip of the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Jimin from BTS celebrating his birthday. Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things celebrating his birthday. Okay. And Ashanti celebrating a birthday as well.
I love Ashanti. See, my days are cold without you. All right, so let's talk about Bad Bunny's new digs in New York. He decided to rent, he and Kendall Jenner, a little penthouse. It's 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, swimming pool inside, $150,000 a month.
Dang.
They got a gym. Man, you better have somebody in there, personal trainer, chef, butler. I'm like, what?
It's mind-blowing that somebody can spend $150,000 a month on rent. And then that's not even their primary residence.
Even if I was that rich, I don't think I could spend that kind of money on a spot just to just blow $150,000 a month with.
I could.
I mean, granted, his tour did make $200 million last year.
Maybe I could then. Automatic. Yeah. I didn't know that. Maybe I could.
Latino gang.
All right, now we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Speaking of rich, she's having dinner at some fancy sushi spot. And she looks over and there is Maluma and J Balvin having sushi too. And they wave her over and it's a party.
Dang, dude. So J Balvin, Maluma, and Britney Spears?
Walk into a bar. It's like a joke, right? It's like a joke. But it's real and the photos are out. I think that she's really trying to go heavy promoting her memoirs that are coming out. By the way, she said Justin Timberlake is not going to like what she has to say inside this book.
Oh, now I want to read it.
And there you go. We need some of that money, Britney. All right, and then finally, Taylor Swift and Beyonce are together hanging out at T-Swift's movie premiere. I love seeing it because it appears that some people like to pit these women against each other, when in reality, as Taylor Swift wrote, Beyonce has been a huge inspiration to her since she was a little girl. Because, see, Beyonce's been doing stuff since she was a child herself. And she said, we have so much in common. I think these two will be working together very soon.
Or teaming up to rule the world.
Either way, I'm here for it. Go check out the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I also wrote a very powerful message to women. We got to stick together.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.